Once upon a time, in an especially mythical hollow of the great North Carolinian wilderness, there lived an especially endearing jackalope named Smitty. Endearing though he was a beast of quieter nature, usually preferring to keep to himself and avoid any of the hustle and hullabaloo of the outside world. But one day that changed, when on his mid-morning stroll, he bumped into a fabled Randler. Even given his shyness and affinity for the comfy, cozy solitude he had always known, Smitty was a delightfully curious jackalope, and that day his curiosity got the best of him. No later than the hospitable Randler had erected a monitor with Rhett & Link videos and popped some delicious popcorn at an astoundingly brisk pace, were they the fastest of friends. One thing led to another, as things often do, and before he knew it, Smitty was agreeing to leave on an adventure in search of friendship and fun. And that, my friends, is where our story begins. Our two furry friends were only a few hours into their great journey when they spotted a majestic unicorn towering over them on a rocky ledge. Smitty, warmed by his newfound fraternity, managed to scrounge up the courage to challenge the magnificent beast to a dance-off. And they danced the night away. Exhausted, they slept till morning. After the unicorn had proved himself in the intense dance rave, Smitty and Randler happily invited him into their company and continued onward. They traveled for days, overturning every leaf and rock, searching for willing members fit to join their party, but none were to be found. At a particularly low point of this disappointment, they were unfortunate enough to run across a nasty bunch of squirrels. This may surprise you, for most everybody thinks squirrels are cute little critters, soft and cuddly and skittish, if anything. But ever since two rogue internet tainers released a song advocating their rights, they've really taken quite a turn for the worst. Discouraged and surrounded by a league of angry squirrels, our group of adventurers nearly gave in and abandoned their noble quest. But at this darkest hour, fate smiled on our unlikely heroes and sent a saving grace, a glitter of hope, a light in the darkness, Belvedere, the fearless cockatrice. After they had been saved from the larcenous legion of sinister squirrels, Smitty and company happily invited their savior, Belvedere, into their group of kindred spirits and were relieved and overjoyed when he accepted. To celebrate the completion of this friendly foursome, they decided to feast upon the squirrels Belvedere had so sufficiently scorched. Now, before you get all worried about the tastefulness of this decision, you must realize that these were no ordinary squirrels, but rather marshmallow squirrels, not unlike any other you'd expect to see in the great North Carolinian wilderness. So with clear consciences and empty stomachs, the group sat down to partake in the sharing of fine food and friendship. As the smoke cleared, the three friends desperately spun around looking for any sign that Smitty was okay. How could it have come to this, that the kindest, most gentle beast of them all would be claimed in a freak tubule accident? But just at that moment, a fairly frazzled Smitty rose from the rubble with a smile on his face. As his companions all gathered around in concern, Smitty explained he had always secretly wanted a perm, and this saved him the trouble of having to go to Melvin Cooley. Reunited, the friends walked off into the sunset, ready to continue their journey, and strangely, they all felt an unexplainable yearning to find a fifth member, to find a dog who wore human clothes.